sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Stryker
and Dr. Drew. Loveline. Coast to coast.
Man, we're on coast to coast.
Man.
My friend in Chicago heard us last night.
Nice.
Joshua Woods. This is Loveline. I'm Stryker for Adam Carolla, along with Dr. Drew, addiction medicine specialist. It's a big day for the doctor. We'll get to that in a minute. How you feeling?
I had an okay day.
What did you drink before the coffee?
A little champagne.
A little champagne. Today
what
is...
What you're drinking right now.
Oh, that's, I forgot to drink a champagne. Today is Dr. Drew's birthday, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah.
31...
Birthday.
Oh, 31 years old, Dr. Drew, huh?
Yeah, 39 again.
We have some... look behind you. We have a lovely cake here.
Oh,
so
God.
If the whole posse can come in, we can sing a happy birthday to the doctor who has been on this show for how many years now, Dr. Drew?
Many.
Many years. And you're celebrating your birthday here. Happy birthday.
Is that how that song goes?
I'm drunk from the champagne. You don't even, you bring the cake in and you don't even light it?
It's just for your imagination.
All right, hold on. Okay, we'll start singing. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I'm tone deaf.
Sing it, Sherry.
Not as bad as Stryker.
Happy birthday, dear Dr. Drew. Happy birthday to you.
And
happy birthday, you're not special.
Happy birthday.
We have a lovely cake in here. Smell. It smells weird, though, Drew. Do you smell?
That was good.
He fell for it. He sniffed the cake, and I pushed his nose into it.
I haven't been that young in so long. I forget that people do that kind
of
thing.
Of course. God, the white on your nose looks like your patience now.
Nice.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, you're a prick.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to move on. We're going to eat cake. We're going to drink champagne. And Sherry Appleby is here. Welcome to Loveline. You've been here many times, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a regular here.
I'm sorry. I'm
first
no
time
good.
You're by yourself, though, isn't it?
No, I came. Oh, yeah, actually it is,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I usually have someone, girlfriend.
Somebody protecting
the
you, yeah,
off.
Watching your wings.
Yeah.
You were on Roswell.
Yep, I was.
And unfortunately, it's no longer on, but man, that show had a hardcore following.
I know.
Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's cool. And the whole internet thing, they were crazed about you on there as well, right?
As I've been told, yeah.
That's what you didn't go look and see?
No.
Your friends looked and would give you the report, though.
Right. They'd tell me about myself.
And they would say, God, her hair didn't look good the other day. Or like, I saw
What's
her.
What's that lipstick color you're wearing?
Exactly.
It's really important stuff that's going on.
And now you're in
now
a new movie.
And she's addicted to Teen Idol.
American Idol. Kelly Clarkson won. Congratulations.
Good job. I'm addicted to Hard Knocks. Have you seen that, Drew? That's something right up your alley.
No.
HBO Wednesday nights, 11 o'clock.
Sounds good.
It's like a documentary, basically. A camera follows around the Dallas Cowboys from when the players get cut. They have like 350-pound men crying on TV.
Wow.
That's good.
When they bring him into to Jerry Jones's, the owner's office, he's like, sorry, we're going to have to let you go this time. And then they're like calling their dads on the phone, and these men are crying.
What network's that on?
It's on HBO.
How great.
Yeah, it's really, really
that
good.
That I'd watch.
And it's cool because, at least to me when I see it, these people are not acting to the camera at all.
Mm.
Not like Anna Nicole.
No. Oh, jeez. Is that the one?
Isn't that worst? I love it.
No.
I TiVo it.
Why?
I TiVo it.
You're evil.
I know.
Actually, what is she on?
She's on E! Entertainment Television.
No. He means what drugs is she taking.
Exactly.
She's not on anything.
No, please.
I'm just
please.
Kidding. She's so out of it. But what's the deal with the lawyer that's her best friend that's always with her?
Are they making out?
I feel like they're having sex.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't say things like this on the air, but I'm going to. I think that he's like sleeping with her to get half the money.
He's a lawyer. He's doing fine. But that is a lot of money she's getting.
He's with her 24 hours a day. He takes her to the dentist.
But look, if he's a lawyer and he's a good lawyer in Beverly Hills, he's getting
probably,
$400 bucks an hour.
Probably if he's going to take a huge chunk of that. And he needs her to at least live until the settlement comes through.
So
she's
the wise
crazy.
Thing
Have
was...
Have you seen the show?
Oh, yeah. He took her to Six Flags Magic Mountain and
oh,
they're
I
all
saw
throwing
it last,
up.
Isn't it fantastic?
Oh,
and they
God.
Make that girl keep on going. I thought it was so good.
And she's crying when they go on Goliath. She's crying when they got off the ride. Oh, my God.
I
it
like
was
that
great.
Television.
It was good. Well, we'll talk more about that in Sherry's new movie, which is called Swim...
Swim Fan.
And when does it come out?
It comes out on Friday.
Previews look awesome for it.
Thanks. It's like a Fatal Attraction in high school.
And what else do you want to review?
What are you doing that?
I'm the good girl. I'm the one that gets her heart broken. And then
are you the one who's the equivalent of the wife of Michael
Yeah,
Douglas?
I'm like Ann Archer.
Yeah, Ann Archer.
Yeah.
But no bunny rabbits are hurt in this film.
No animals are killed. Well, actually, an animal was killed, and then they cut the scene.
Oh, God. Yikes.
Yeah, you know.
But I know you're dating a guy in the movie. He's a big time swimmer or something like that.
Oh, right, in the movie, right? I'm dating a guy.
And he ends up making out with the girl that kind of seduces
sex with
him
a
little bit.
One night, yeah.
And then she flips out.
Right.
But it's
exactly. And then I get pushed into a pool.
Oh, nice.
And run off the road.
And what are you wearing when you go in the pool? Full outfit?
No, nothing. I'm wearing a t-shirt and pants.
Okay.
I'm a wholesome girl.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you're from Calabasas. You should be.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Incubus in the house. All right.
What's up?
1-800-LOVE-191-WONDER. What? I'm drunk from the champagne already. Jessica.
Yeah.
Hi, you're 19 on Loveline.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy birthday, Dr. Drew.
Thanks, Jessica.
Okay. I am 19, and I've had one sexual experience with a female before. And last night was my... She's kind of my sister because we've grown up together and we've, like, adopted each other into the family. But my sister and one of her stripper friends wanted to have a threesome and let two other guys watch.
All strippers want to have threesomes, by the way.
Yikes.
Yeah, but with all girls?
Yes, just us three.
I see.
With the two guys watching.
Well, what does the two guys watching add?
Well, they just, I don't know, if they wanted to get in on it or what. But...
What do you mean, what does that add, Drew?
What does that add?
To the guy or the girl?
No, they're going to have a threesome.
To the women.
Why do they need
empowerment for the girls. I don't know, right, Jessica? Is that close? Knowing you know that those guys can't touch you and you're getting down with these two other girls?
What?
Right.
Do you want those guys?
No.
Then what's the point?
They just want them to watch, I guess.
Yeah, but why do you want them to watch, what we're asking?
I didn't want to participate.
So you don't want to do this at all?
No, I didn't.
All right, so what's the question?
Should I...
Well, you don't want to, so should you doesn't make any difference. You don't want to,
no,
so
like,
what's the question?
I didn't want to do it with them, like, watching.
Would you?
And this girl, I mean, I really like this girl, but she is, like, a total cokehead.
Why are you hanging around with addicts and strippers? You're 19.
That's, like, my sister is, that's what my sister does, and I hang out with my sister.
Were you, like, raised in a... group home or something, you and your sister? Or I mean,
no, we've been in a lot of trouble together, though.
Why?
Well, she's older than I am.
I understand, but what happened? The thing just melt down in your family when you were 12?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
What happened?
Well, my parents were divorced when I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just my sister was placed in foster home.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I said. We were raised in foster homes.
My sister was.
All right. And you just kind of hung out with her while she did that?
Right.
And who were you living with in the meantime?
I was living with my real mom.
Your real mom?
Yeah.
Had you known her before?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Was this a new relationship or you'd been with her all along?
No, I've been with her all along.
And was she not the greatest supervising parent in the world when you were a teenager?
She was. She was kind of overprotective.
I see.
But I kind of, you know, snuck out.
You took care of that and just hung out with your sister.
Right.
I see. So there we go.
Drew, I've hung out with some bad eggs at times. It doesn't mean she's necessarily horrible. You're not doing the coke, are you?
No. I don't say she's horrible.
Well, you're really diving deep.
No, I just knew somebody was raised in a group home.
Oh, okay.
That amount of chaos is...
Well, did you have the threesome or you didn't have the threesome?
Here's the thing with Jessica.
Because they wanted to start it out with...
No, no, Jessica. All right. Good time. Good time. Jessica, here's the deal. You're still hanging out with your sister. You're still just tagging along with the troublemaking sister who is severely disturbed, who's been highly traumatized, and has continued to reenact all that trauma, or at least the consequences of that trauma, with her crazy friends. You really start getting in with them and not just hanging out and start doing the stuff they want to do, you're going to go down a path where you're going to end up doing blow-off strippers' butts, like just like the rest of them.
How do I get involved?
Put that on a loop, right?
I was being designated driver.
I understand that, Jessica, but you're getting too close to the angle. I understand you don't want to do it. You're still hanging out with the people that are sucking you into some stuff that is really not going to be a good path for you. I'm sorry. They may be great people, and they may be enjoying themselves. They should enjoy. Not, Jessica?
You will get dragged in eventually into that.
You've got a vestige of health left. Cling to it, okay?
Okay.
Just stay away from this stuff. Let them go do their thing. You stay out of it.
All right, thank you.
All right, Jessica.
Bye.
The first time I learned that there's something called a stripper disease, I was about, I don't know, 20 years old.
And I've never heard of it.
Well, it's not an official disease in your book.
Mm-hmm.
There is something wrong with all of them. You don't know what it is. On the surface, everything's fine. But the first time I knew something was wacky, I hung out with a girl named Strawberry. This was in Tucson.
Good time.
Things are going well. We were hanging out, and I was in the restroom, and all of a sudden I hear her talking to someone. I'm like, who the hell's in this place? I look, she's having a conversation with herself. And every, not relationship, but when I would get to know one or another here and there while growing
why
up.
Why are you getting to know strippers?
As a young lad.
He was, I was, how you say.
What? I was bad at one point.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm fine now. I'm all good now.
Okay.
Believe me, I
he
promise.
Was, he was very directed. He was very had very purposeful intentions.
Yes.
In those
but every single one
pursuits.
I got to know was looped out completely. Whacked.
You know what? I just thought of something.
What?
I think how many young 18, 19-year-old women go after sociopathic, antisocial jerk, a-hole guys.
Yeah.
This is the male version of that.
Oh,
what
I
he's
see.
Doing. You see, mm-hmm. the males go through like a 6-month period where they go after the stripper or crazy.
Yeah.
You know, women.
6 months, 2 year, yeah.
All right, whatever. It's a little longer for Stryker. Stryker still hasn't tasted peanut butter yet, so it took him longer.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah. So eventually you learn that there's something like, oh, this is not, doesn't work. You can't have a relationship with people that
it
may look attractive in some kind of primitive way, but in a real way, it's not workable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you just don't hear about, you know, from men's point of view all that often, mm-hmm. being a female. You just hear about the females going after the jerks.
And men do it when they're a little older, and they're much more covert about it.
Mm-hmm.
And much more swarmy.
Much more what?
Despicable.
Thank you, Drew. I appreciate that. All right. Lee? Lee?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 15.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up?
Happy birthday, Dr. Drew.
Thank you, Lee.
My question is, when me and my girlfriend, when we have sex, like, we don't like to use condoms, so, and, like, when I withdraw or whatever, I just come all over, like, her vagina. Can she still get pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, idiot!
Don't you realize that there's stuff coming out of your wiener before you even have the real ejaculation, and that little amount can cause pregnancy?
Are you serious?
Even Stryker knows that. Yes, any time the penis goes in the vagina, there's a potential pregnancy, even if you don't feel anything come out.
Okay.
Right? Not only that. Okay, first of all, you've got a 15-year-old here squeezing it off like Peter North. I mean, it's like
wow.
bizarre.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Well, you listen, Temecula is not, you know, sex out there and you're done.
All right.
Hey, how come you don't like using a condom? I mean, I know why you don't, but how come you decided not to use one?
Because, I mean, I love her a lot, and I mean...
Oh, well, then that explains it. Okay, now I understand. Well, why wouldn't you want to protect her from a pregnancy and, well, God knows whatever else you might be harboring?
Well, because, I mean, me and her both lost it to each other, so we're not dirty, so...
Yeah, I can tell
and
that.
And I think we're going to get married because we're like...
Well, why not? Yeah, please, God, don't let us
get
married.
Hold on, let me ask Sherry something. You're a 15-year-old boyfriend. You thought you were going to marry.
Sure, but I wasn't having sex with
right,
him.
Right, no, but of course you're not going to marry the 15-year-old boyfriend. No. No one ever does when you're 15.
No, or right. 20 or whatever else.
But, yeah. Lee, why not get her on the birth control pill if that's where you're going? You know?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, there you go. That's your job.
Lee, please do that. It's not that hard. Just ask her to go to the doctor and she'll take care of it for her.
That and be sure to get that morning after pill in the meantime.
All right.
Sure, you know what that is?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do I know what that is? I don't even know where to get those things, though. I went to a supermarket
once.
You
can get them without a prescription now.
I went to a supermarket, and I asked somebody, like, behind a camera.
Emergency contraception?
Yeah, I was like, where do I get a morning after pill? And they looked at me like I was crazy.
Pharmacy.
Okay.
The pharmacy in a Save-On will have those, Dr. Drew?
Any pharmacy would have it. You
may don't need a prescription.
You may not be able to get out a prescription. It depends on the state. It depends on the pharmacy.
California, Los Angeles.
You might want to call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. They can refer you to one where you can get it. And, again, this is a way of...
Can you put down that pager? It's killing me right now.
Really?
What are you
doing? I like doing more than one thing at once.
Oh, man.
And it makes Adam even more crazy. I'm not allowed to roll my finger, you know, tap my fingers and talk with him around. But the fact is...
Unacceptable.
This is a pill that's...
Unacceptable.
Thank you, Corolla.
He's still haunting you.
I know. That works in such a way as to prevent pregnancy by preventing an egg from being released so the sperm never attaches to it, so you never have a conception. It's not even about the whole issue of implantation.
Mm-hmm.
There was a recent review in Annals of Internal Medicine that stated it very clearly that the overwhelming mechanism, just like with your birth control pill taken normally, is by preventing ovulation. And I've had to take I've had to take years of crap from not right to life groups for taking this position. I want some kind of an apology from them. They should be getting behind emergency contraception as a way of preventing the need for abortion.
I would love to do what Adam did 2 weeks ago when he went crazy for about 5 minutes
on that.
About the politicians and you talking about this for years and half the people have never even heard of it or know what it does. Right? But I ask the question again. You're from L.A. Could I go into an L.A. pharmacy and just ask for it?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know which one, so offhand.
Okay. We'll find out. John?
Yes.
What's up? You're 23 on Loveline?
Yes, I am. Hey, Stryker.
Hi.
And happy birthday, Dr. Drew.
Hi, John.
Well, I was wondering what can cause high liver enzyme content on a blood test.
Many, 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 many things.
Well, I don't do drugs, and I rarely drank any alcohol before I was advised to stop by my doctor. This was about 6 months ago. And
are they still up?
Yes.
Are you
my last one was about a month ago, and she said that it was three times the normal.
Are you overweight?
No, I'm not.
Do you have a cholesterol problem?
Not that I know of.
Are you on any medication?
No, and not at the moment.
What do you mean not at the moment?
No, I had been on some medication for colds and stuff, but that's about it.
Do you take Tylenol regularly?
No.
Well, the list of potential liver causes of high transaminase levels is about as long as my arm. Okay, so that's just a very, very nonspecific symptom. It's not a diagnosis by any means. It's just a symptom, and there's many things. It just means inflammation of the liver, breakdown of certain cells. Hepatitis, A, B, C would be things that need to be ruled out.
Well, she said...
Oh! Non-A, non-B hepatitis, Delta hepatitis, all kinds of different sorts of hepatitis.
None of that. She said that everything else was clear except for that.
Then there can be biliary diseases that can, you know, sort of lead to elevation of liver enzymes. There can be structural problems of the liver.
Well, she did send me to get...
ultrasound?
An ultrasound.
Did it show anything?
They said that everything was clear, that everything was fine.
It could be some other, you know, toxin or vitamin or something you're being exposed to that's being causing inflammation in the liver.
Should you worry?
There's lupoid hepatitis. There's obesity. There's, you know, cryptogenic causes. Oh. There's you know, a list literally 100 problems long, and you need to kind of slowly move through that list and try to figure out what's causing it.
Because
most often in situations like this, you never figure out and it goes away by itself.
Hmm. All right, John.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Sherry Appleby is here, by the way. Swim fan. Hello. What?
Hi. I was like,
yeah. Well, that
problem.
Was a straight
okay.
doctor question. Enzyme liver. Yeah. I didn't know no comedy in there.
Boring.
No, nothing. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
But he's screener for something.
Catherine.
Yeah.
You're 27.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go. Hi. Am I on the air?
Yes, yeah, you're on the radio.
Oh my God. Hi. Happy birthday, Dr. Drew.
Thanks, Catherine.
And Sherry, I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm a great friend of Roswell.
Oh, thank you.
And a lot of us fans always liked the relationship between you and Max. And I had a question that's really silly, and I can't believe I'm called in to ask you this. In the final episode, guys, I think I'm such a geek. In the final episode, you said on Rosie that your character lost her virginity, and I know that you really wanted your character to mature throughout the show.
Right.
But it didn't show that in the final episode.
I know.
They didn't show them having sex in the final episode?
No. And
can you believe it?
What kind of television is that?
It was kind of like you'd have to be a real fan in the show to understand. That was like they were been kind of building up to that in their relationship.
Of course, they were Martians, so who knows what it would have actually gone on.
For a long time. And I was just wondering, was that filmed and not put in, or... What happened?
They never wanted to, like, shoot it. They more wanted to just allude to the fact that we had sex, and there was more shot, but I guess they just didn't do it.
Okay. I was wondering how you felt about that, because you were really, I know,
well,
tried hard with that, and, you know.
I really wanted her to have sex. No,
I mean, just the character development.
I was happy with the way the last episode turned out. I thought they did a really nice job of closing the whole show up.
They did. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering about that, because, like I said, there's a lot of... kind of rumors flying around about it. I was just wondering what really happened.
Calling all nerds.
Okay, so you're going to go see Swim Fan on Friday?
Yes, I am. Yes,
oh,
I am.
Thank you.
Because I am a fan, and I hope you do well.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, Catherine.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
So you knew before the last episode when you filmed Roswell that they were going to end it then?
No, we didn't know, but we kind of had an idea. So they decided to like make my character get off and get married.
Every season on TV ends that way.
Yeah,
every season you go, all right, we'll back next year. Well, maybe, I don't know.
But we kind of knew the show was doing
How many seasons?
Bad.
Three?
Three seasons.
Three seasons, mm-hmm. Right.
And so now I think they're putting on reruns for...
That's good for
the
you.
Rest of your life, you'll
right.
see it, yeah.
That's cool. And you're filming, or you just finished an independent film, right?
No.
No? Or you're working on one?
No.
A Time for Dancing?
Oh, I did that a while ago.
Just completed.
It just completed? Wow, that's an updated bio, isn't it?
You just had the rap party last night.
Yeah, I did. 2 years ago, A Time for Dancing.
Right.
Yeah. But it does say I've just completed it. I did Swim Fan last summer, and the summer before that, I did A Time for Dancing.
Right, and the summer before that, you did Sesame Street. And
since right.
You just did Cookie Monster appearance, and you're going to USC, though, is that right?
No. I dropped out of college, to do
Very
Roswell.
Good.
So this is a really updated bio.
We'll be dancing Experiment Rhino. Is this
I Love You to
is
Death
this correct
is one film.
I Love You to Death.
Kevin
I did that movie.
Klein. Was he cool to work with?
I didn't work with him.
No.
It's all basically a made-up bio just to get me on the air with you guys. Mm.
True or usually false, you're a
bios,
cheerleader.
Yeah, usually those bios say you speak fluent French.
Were you a cheerleader?
I was a cheerleader.
All right, well, what's wrong with that?
It's so now, embarrassing.
It is. Why? You went most spirited to Calabasas High. I saw the yearbook.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I know a lot of people that went to Calabasas High School.
Name drop.
Okay. Dirk Lentz.
That's not his real name.
I know.
Go
Alex.
Scorpions.
Alex.
Scorpions?
The Scorpions. All right, we got it. We have to take a break here on Loveline.
Oh, that's Cameron.
That is Sherry Appleby to my right from Roswell, and also Swim Fan comes out this Friday. Drew is here. I'm Stryker. It's Dr. Drew's birthday, everyone. We're going to eat some cake during the break, drink some champagne. When we come back, we'll be a little bit buzzed and talk more to you guys on Loveline. We are back on Loveline. Ace Rocola, my main man Mayonnaise, is in Europe right now touring around. I'm Stryker, sitting in for him. He's going to be here till Sunday along with Dr. Drew. It's his birthday. Happy birthday once again.
Happy birthday.
Did you do anything good today?
Mayonnaise.
That's right, Snoop.
No, I had to work today. It was horrible.
But you had dinner with the family and the kids and all that. I don't know if you heard, because you have one kid that's a huge sports fan, right?
Uh-huh.
The USA men's basketball team lost for the very first time tonight since they started using professional NBA players.
They lost. Whoa!
I know. No, that's huge. I mean,
who's on that team?
Probably a bunch of white guys. Okay. No, I don't know. But I know Kobe's not playing.
Shaq's
not playing. Obviously, Shaq isn't playing. Allen Iverson. Well, they're tired, and I think Shaq told.
Shaq's getting his foot robbed.
Yeah, now. His foot is messed up. He's not in a hospital where you are, is he?
No.
Damn, that'd be good. You can go see him. You can cure him.
We'd broadcast right out of his room.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
The edge of his bed.
Yes. Sherry Appleby is here. Swim Fan. It's that movie. It looks really scary. Fatal Attraction in the high school realm, like, or something like
You're
that.
You're pitching it wonderfully.
Am I?
In fact, thank you. I know she appreciates that because she just finished telling me that she likes acting. That's what she wants to do. And publicity.
Yeah. And publicity.
And the second one was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding.
Okay. So I have a friend that Sherry.
Yes.
I had a friend that used to live near you. And every morning, your roommate with the Suburban would block her in.
Wait.
Well, I'm sorry, I just flicked something at you.
Who are you talking about?
I don't know her name, but do you remember, I think you were living somewhere in Hollywood, your friend had a Suburban and always blocked the driveway, and every Saturday morning this girl would try to leave and would be banging her horn and be like, I gotta get to work!
That's so funny.
She was so pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, an Explorer, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Kat Corbett, who works over at K-Rock.
Oh my God, that's Kat.
Oh, yeah,
she lived
Kat.
In the same apartment building as me.
Right.
That's why she had a car there that needed to be moved.
That is
and
so
she
funny.
Was always late to work.
Because
of the Explorer. Was that yours or your roommate's?
No, my roommate's.
Okay, you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Andrew.
Yeah?
What's up? You're 19 on Loveline.
Hey. Happy birthday, Dr. Drew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Stryker, I think you do a very good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, you do a very adequate job.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.
I know you've gotten crap before. I know a couple years ago you played some voice messages or something.
Yeah.
They're giving you crap, but you do a good job.
Thanks, man.
And I just want to say, though, that Adam is a lot smarter than he gets credit for. I mean, some of his theories
Whatever.
Are great.
That's true.
Andrew is smart, and then they're sort of creative and observant. We'll give him that.
Just like his yummy phase.
Yeah, it's very creative. That. Very creative and very observant.
It's very good.
Yeah, very good.
I wanted to say hi to Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was a big fan of Roswell.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think many guys are, but I was. I would really get into it. I'd sit there with the controller and be ready to throw it at the TV. Things with Liz and Max weren't working out.
Good, Andrew. You're doing awesome.
All right, buddy.
I'm sorry. I hear when people call in, get nervous, and I don't understand it.
And here you are.
Sitting here and...
Okay, well,
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll come back to you in a second, all right?
When you've composed yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Drew, be ready. Nikki, you're 25. What's going on?
Liver enzyme?
Yeah, I just had a question for Dr. Drew, how he got started in his field. I remember Adam saying something, and I might have misinterpreted this, that you started in massage therapy. I misinterpreted, obviously.
Yeah, but God knows Adam may have actually said something like that, but it's...
Didn't you start in that?
No.
Massage therapy?
Like you had a background in it or something.
No.
West Hollywood, Nikki. That's where he started.
I went to medical school, and then I did a residency in internal medicine. Then I taught internal medicine. Then I ended up running a department of medicine in a psychiatric hospital and then becoming an addictionologist. That's it.
Okay. So I had about 10 years
of formal training in a hospital.
Wow.
But you wish you was a massage therapist.
See, I'm going to school for massage therapy right now, and I'm really looking into going into nursing after this and hopefully going in to get a PhD in something after that as well. Okay, I don't want to stop learning.
Good for you.
I was just wondering, because I swear that's what I thought I heard him say, and I've been trying to call in to ask that forever.
But I often wish I had those kinds of skills.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So do I. You could rub me as we work. All right, Nikki, have fun in Salt Lake.
All right, thank you.
All right, 1-800-LOVE-191 is the phone number. It's Loveline. And Melissa.
Hi.
What's up? You're 22.
Yeah, I've got this little problem that I've been lactating for the past month.
You have kids?
No, I'm not pregnant.
Have you ever been pregnant?
Been pregnant.
And you had a recent pregnancy test?
Well, there was no need to. I had my period 2 weeks ago. I haven't had an intercourse.
In how long?
22 years.
In 22 years.
Oh, you've never had intercourse?
Yeah. No, no.
Are you menstruating normally?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, lactation is a pretty serious symptom. Are you on any medication?
Yeah, I'm on quite a few.
All right. Well, psychiatric medications commonly cause lactation.
Okay, like I'm on Risperdal and
there
clonazepam.
There you go.
That's it?
That'll do it.
But you got to tell your doctor, because sometimes people with pituitary tumors can be more easily stimulated to the point of lactation. And so you need to actually kind of be checked out to make sure it's not a pituitary tumor that's being stimulated by these medicines. It's in fact just your normal pituitary gland causing it.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Good luck, Melissa.
Thanks.
All right. Eric.
Hello?
Eric, 22, on Loveline.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question, I guess, for Sherry Appleby.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious as to what your thoughts were on, you know, drinking, smoking, tattoos, piercing your body, etc., all considering you're Jewish, and from what I was told is being raised a Jew, we keep our body a temple, and, you know, we...
I'm looking at Sherry, and she's got about 47 tats, and got hardware hanging off her body.
And the thing to
so
the
So, obviously, this is not a temple for her. This is a... more of a...
well, my parents have definitely told me that, you know, in Judaism, you're supposed to go back into the ground the way that you were brought into the world, which I can respect, but I also think that in this day and age, you need to do what makes you comfortable with yourself. You know, I'm not like a huge advocate of drugs by any means.
Right, because, you know, I, you know, tend to get wild occasionally, but, you know, go back to those roots and...
Well, Eric, just let's get sort of more direct here. You like Sherry?
Right.
Okay. And you want to know that she has the same values that you have? Is that what you're asking?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell her what you feel about her and, you know, whether you're a fan or not.
Will you marry me?
Will you marry me?
Oh.
That's very sweet. My first proposal. Thank you.
No. Okay, will you marry me? There's your second.
Thank you.
But I'm definitely looking forward to your movie on Friday.
Oh, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy it.
Yes, if I can cut away from the holiday and sneak out and see it.
Rosh Hashanah.
He's also looking to see that you practice the holiday.
Uh-huh, he threw that in. Did you see that? Yeah,
Eric, one thing you got to learn, I don't care what your orientation is, please be just more direct with people. Life will go a lot easier for you. Go ahead and say what you feel, say what you mean, and that'll be fine. People can handle it. You don't have to be so oblique with stuff and throw in secret messages. I'm learning. I know how to decode those things.
Right.
But not everyone knows that.
But you've been listening to this for so many years.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Eric. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Maybe we'll get your phone number. We'll pass it on to Sherry.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. I'm just kidding, Eric. Pipe down over there. Oh, man. Evan. Evan.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 20.
Yeah. Hey, happy birthday, Drew.
Thanks, Evan.
Hey, I've got a question for you. I caught my wife of 7 months. She was, I don't know if she was cheating on me, but she was laying around in a bed with a girl. They were just fooling around, I guess.
What do you mean? Turn your radio down.
My wife, she had her shirt off and they were kissing. I didn't know.
Wow, that's pretty heavy.
Who was this girl? Did you know her?
I never seen her before.
Was it at your place then? You walked in, they were there on the bed?
Yes, in my apartment.
So your question is?
I was wondering if that's just something that I'm doing wrong. She's looking for somebody else.
Interesting question. Have you been doing something wrong?
I don't know.
And she hasn't been telling you that you've not been available, or you're not listening to her, or you're not paying attention.
No, I think I've been doing a good job.
Evan, let me ask a question again. She has not been complaining about that.
No, she's
not what
never
you
complained.
Think. She's not complaining. Okay. And how long have you guys known each other?
I've been married to her 7 months.
How long have you guys known each other?
4 years probably.
And how long have you been dating?
Probably for about 3 years.
How old is she?
She's 20.
Well, it's not a good sign, right?
At least it wasn't a guy, though.
Well, it's all bad.
That's the question. That's what I was wondering, if it was just some flirtatious little...
No, it's more than that. To me, it speaks volumes about why you shouldn't get married before, like, 30. Because who knows what she's trying to sort through here. But she's married. Now, do you guys have kids?
No. No, we don't.
Oh, phew. but look realistically at this, that there's really something very wrong going on here in this relationship. And I don't mean wrong in the sense immoral. I mean wrong... Something's off. Something's not right. Something. Either she's not getting some needs met out of this relationship, or she's confused about her sexual identity, or she's a chaotic person and has some character logic issues. Whatever it is, she has difficulty maintaining a stable, intimate relationship, or this relationship isn't going the way she wants it to go.
Or she's only, what, 19, you said?
20.
She's only 20. I mean, maybe she's not ready to be settled down, and it's nothing he did.
That was the first thing I said.
Right, okay.
Having a marriage before the age of 30, this speaks volumes about that. This is just maybe kids screwing around.
You think you did it too soon, Evan?
I might have. I thought it might be something experimental.
Yeah, but Evan, do not just sort of blow this off as, oh, well, isn't it cute? I guess you just experiment. This is really a pretty serious issue if your relationship is going to survive, and you got to treat it as such, all right?
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, at least get a threesome out of it before you divorce.
Stop it.
Adam, is that you?
That.
All right, Evan.
And thanks for, it's good that he's not resentful and, you know.
Well, he seems all right.
Yeah, he's sort of at ease with it, but he wants it just to not even be happening, or to be kind of cool. Hey, great, maybe I can watch, kind of thing.
Right. All right, we have to take another break.
Guys,
what's that?
Guys are just great.
That's fantastic. I'm a guy, you're
my
a
wife's,
guy.
My wife's
your
for
birthday.
The girl. Wife's for the girl. Hey, I can just watch. Can't be anything too bad for the relationship.
Well, he's 20. He's 20.
At least he's calling for advice.
How old are you?
23.
When are you going to get married? How old? What do you figure? What's your life script say?
If my life goes according to my head, I don't know, 26, 28.
Yeah, 28. That's about right.
That's not that far away.
Mm-mm.
Are you dating? I mean, you don't have to reveal, but you're dating a man?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. How's that going?
Very well, thanks.
Been dating more than a year?
No.
Not less than a year?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just starting to flourish.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll find out. You want us to call him?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, that's Sherry Appleby. She's a fan. It comes out on Friday. You can speak to her if you wish about the old show Roswell, about the new movie. We'll ask her more questions about that. I want to know where it was filmed and about the girl in it, because I think she's cool and a good actress.
Oh, she's great. Erica Christensen.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And I'm not sure. Who's the guy in the movie?
Jesse Bradford.
Okay.
He's a good actor as well.
Don't wink and say he's not. I'm just kidding. All right. We'll talk more with Sherry. I'm Striker for Adam and Dr. Drew. More Loveline coming up after the Yiss. Everybody, once again, it's Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. It's me, Stryker, filling in for Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew is here on his birthday, and Sherry Appleby is here from the new movie Swim Fan, which comes out once again this Friday.
Thank you.
It is the fatal attraction in the high school years.
Thank you. Yes.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
What is that girl's name again from Traffic that's in the movie with
Erica
you?
Erica Christensen.
How did you two get along, and was it your first time working and meeting her?
Yeah, we met making the movie and became really, really close friends. She's fantastic.
And you still talk to her?
Oh, all the time.
Who was you had up here with you?
Jenna Malone and Mahondra Delfino.
Mahondra's been up here again, too, I think.
Oh, has she been here recently?
I can't tell you. I know. I think
possibly.
She's been.
No, no. Okay. Anyway, Mahondra's on the TV show with me, and Jenna's one of my good friends. So I wish we came and did it once.
Where did you guys film the movie?
In New York City.
And had you spent time in New York before?
I'd been in New York before, but I hadn't spent that much time there.
Right.
And it was just a ball. It was so much fun.
They closed the bars like at 5 in the morning there.
Uh-huh.
So your dinner is at 11 instead of 9.
Right. So you could go to work, shoot all night, and then get done with work just in time to eat dinner and go out.
Were you in the water a lot, or was it mostly the girl with him?
I know. I actually got handcuffed to a chair. Then I was underwater, 9 feet underwater, for about like an hour and a half.
Real pruned up
stunts. Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
During the big climatic scene.
I mean, you're underwater the whole time.
The very dramatic.
Do they have
a
regulator stick in your mouth?
I had to learn how to scuba dive.
Oh my god! Yes. And they have got people standing by with them.
Oh yeah. Well, I had a stunt double who, when it came time for her to do the stunt, just panicked. And so everyone's freaking out. We've got to get the shot. We've got to get the shot. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. She panicked because she couldn't go underwater with the goggles on because it would leave imprints on her face.
So what?
And she had never gone underwater, I guess. Had never, like, scuba dived, I guess.
What kind of stunt person is that?
And I'm like, this, you know, little actress is like, oh, I don't want to get wet. And, of course, I'm, like, stuck underwater.
Wow.
For an hour and a half, they had loudspeakers underwater talking to me. Because as soon as I go underwater, my eyes are closed. I lost all my senses except for
your eyes closed?
Because I couldn't have my eyes open for the chlorine. It would be stinging to be sitting down there for so long.
Right.
Who was the director of the movie?
Just thinking about that.
It's crazy. It was fun. His name is John Paulson. He's an Australian guy. He was actually an actor.
Okay.
He was in Mission Impossible.
Nice. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Which one? He's not Tom Cruise, is he?
No, the other guy.
Oh, the other guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know what that means, by the way. You ready for more questions?
Yeah, I can't
Type
wait.
In all you want. Nadia?
Yeah.
What's up? You're 14.
I have deformed breast.
What's
I've
matter?
Been noticing it for like a while.
Deformed in what way?
Like one is bigger than the other.
That's not deformed. That's kind of normal.
Oh.
Bouncy.
It's very common for there to be a cup size difference, one for the other.
A whole cup.
Really? Noticeable, wow. And it's weird. I don't know. Just.
There's difference in directionality and position and, you know,
like,
all that kind of stuff.
Like the nipples, kind of.
Yeah, they point in different directions. Most humans. The vast majority of humans do not look like things you see in pictures.
It's all airbrushed.
Mm-hmm. So, no, it's all right. And besides, you're 14. These things will change as you go up towards 18. You're not done growing yet. All right?
Well, I wanted to say happy birthday, too. So.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, thank you. Happy birthday!
Just thinking about my birthday reminded me that when I was entering medical school, Shuri was born.
Wow.
Is that not scary?
It's 78?
80.
So
you were two
years
old. So
you do look young. Seriously, Dr. Drew. You look
really
young.
No, it's just like, and you guys seem like teenagers.
Yeah.
Your voices are like old.
Amanda.
Yeah.
You're 21. What's going on?
Hey, I was just wondering if Dr. Drew could tell me if there's any common warning signs with guys who would be potentially dangerous.
Dangerous in the sense that they might be physically abusive?
Yeah, or just, they're just psycho, I guess.
Well, here's one way to know. Were you physically abused?
No.
Have you ever a history of picking guys that are physically abusive?
Well, no. I'm just, you know, trying to take care of myself.
But why are you being so paranoid before
why
you
that? Start? Why that issue?
Yeah. Well,
there's all kinds of things, abusive things guys do. Why that one?
Well, It just seems like it's more common now than it was before, you know, and it just seems like a lot of people are putting themselves in dangerous situations.
Is a friend of yours being abused by somebody?
No.
Dangerous situations being, give us an example of that.
Oh, well, just guys who end up, you know, stalking women or just...
And you have direct experience with all this?
No.
Nah. You're probably not going to, okay?
Okay.
If you've not been physically abused, if you don't have a history of being attracted to physically abusive guys, you're probably not going to pick an abusive guy.
Okay.
Okay? If a guy has a history of he himself being around violence or having been violent or having a bad, quote, temper or doing a lot of stimulants or alcohol, that's another, so those are other risk factors that the guy might become violent. Even spontaneously, even someone who wouldn't have otherwise been that way.
Yeah, but this is weird. Why are you so paranoid right off the bat? Have you had a boyfriend before?
Oh, yeah.
Many boyfriends?
Yeah.
They've all gone pretty smooth?
Pretty smooth, yeah.
What are you worried about, though?
Well, I just meet people randomly, and...
Are you on the internet a lot?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but it just seems like, you know, if I'm going to give a guy my number, you know, I'm thinking, I don't even know this guy.
Well, that's a very worthwhile sort of impulse that you have, instinct.
Yes, thank you.
Which is, if you should, you know, like check references, see if you know people that know him, meet them for a while in public places with other friends. I mean, that's what they're worth stating. Those things. Just, come on.
There's this new phone number you can give somebody that's actually the wrong number. It's the reject line.
Yeah. What is it?
You give somebody this number. I have it on my cell phone. And
Let's call it.
Yeah.
And
okay, we'll get it.
And you give the person the number, and it says, this person who's given you this number has rejected you.
Oh, what yes. Is the number?
What is the number?
My cell phone's cracked in half.
You've got it already?
No,
I got it. I got it memorized.
How do you know that?
Can you dial it on the radio?
My friend used it, and I used it.
Who are you passing your number out to, Anderson?
Chicks, man.
I just got it on my cell phone. It's so fantastic. And I think it started in New York, and now people, there's a 310 number now.
And I think you can get it at krock.com as well.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. We have the number. Okay, here we go.
This is so funny.
Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or speak to you ever again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you. Yes. If you would like to order personalized rejection cards with this number printed on them, please visit our website at the...
Isn't that hysterical?
Oh, my God.
How great is that? So you don't actually have to give somebody... You can be polite, hand someone the phone number,
right.
And they call you, and now they know you're rejecting them.
If you guys want that number, KROQ.com, and then go to the Kevin and Bean link on there. Exactly. And you can also look at the Striker link and see what a weirdo freakazoid I am on there. And you can see my wiener dog on there as well.
Yes.
All right, no more rejects. Let's go to Abby.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 27.
Hey, what's going on? Well, happy birthday to Dr. Drew.
Thanks, Abby. Did you go to that Big Stink concert on Saturday?
What was that?
Big Stink?
In Portland?
Yeah.
No, okay. I don't know who they are. Sorry.
Concert that your radio station that you're listening to us on. Yeah,
the PD right now just fell out of his chair going, yeah. Damn it!
Nah, Cornelius is a bomb. Okay, anyway, what? This question is for Shiri. I have the Roswell soundtrack, and I think it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed in the liner notes that your name is... mentioned specifically in the liner notes, but none of the other cast members are. So I'm just
mentioned in what?
Liner notes?
In the liner notes,
in
like it says,
notes.
Thank you to blank blank, and it says your
oh,
name.
Oh, really?
In there.
Yeah, you didn't know that, no?
No, I didn't look at it. Maybe because nobody else's name is mentioned?
No, it just says, I mean, it says the cast and crew, but it names your name.
Oh,
she has,
cool.
She has a better manager.
I did a music video for one of the bands on the record. And that's
which band?
Sensefield.
Okay, nice.
So I did their music video, and I became friends with the guys at the record label, so that's probably why.
There you go. That's cool. What are some of the bands you like these days?
Well, I like any band that stems from Calabasas, so Incubus, Audioheads.
Hoobastank.
Well, they're actually from Agora, but I like
that's
them
close
too.
Enough.
Yeah.
Audioheads pretty good.
Audioheads,
well.
Hometown Hero.
Yeah.
Calabasas becoming
Linkin
a new
Park.
Seattle.
It
yeah.
is.
Linkin Park's from Calabasas?
My first date ever was in 7th grade
yeah.
with Robbie Borden, who's the drummer
right. he is.
Of Linkin Park.
Right, exactly.
We went and saw City Slickers.
Together?
On a date.
On a
my
date.
First date.
Did you hold hands? Make out?
No, I think our relationship lasted of like, I don't know, 10 days.
How great are those guys doing, by the way?
I know, they won a VMA this weekend.
Yeah.
I know, it's fantastic.
That was very nice. Marie or Mary?
Marie.
Marie.
What's up? You're 38.
Hi. Happy birthday, Dr. Drew.
Thanks, Marie.
Okay, I'm calling because my son, who is 18,
mm-hmm.
okay, is bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
And he suddenly, because he turned 18, decided he should not take his medication anymore.
Oh, boy.
So he's very out of control. Well, because, too, right now he's in his manic phase.
How was he when he was taking the meds?
He's been taking the meds for a couple of years.
How was he while he was taking them?
Great.
Good shape. All right, so here we go. He's got to be hospitalized again, probably.
Okay, you know, the problem with that is that, well, I live outside of Chicago, mm-hmm. and he's already 18. He was just arrested, too, for domestic violence.
Uh-huh.
On a girlfriend or wife?
Or you?
Me.
Oh, and you? Oh, okay.
Because he lives at home. And
why didn't you have him taken to a hospital?
Okay, they were here a few months ago, took him to a hospital, and the hospital let him go.
Well,
the psychiatrist said he's fine. He says he'll come back tomorrow and go to our day program. And I'm like, he's not going to.
Right. He has no insurance, right?
No, we have insurance.
Well, you need to complain about that.
And the minute we walked out of the hospital, he cussed me up and down a blue streak. He was able to stay. Well, I didn't see him when he was
in
the room.
Well, look, you understand that people can be held against their will if they're potentially harmful to other people. And you've already had one domestic violence call. You need to appeal to the people that are the admitting team at that facility, make it clear what the risks are, and that they're assuming responsibility for his potential harm of you. In other words, the potential that he could do you bodily harm is now in their hands. And they believe me, they will respond to that.
Okay.
They will have him hospitalized. He needs to spend at least a week in the hospital, get his medication restored.
Right. I mean, that's what I want. I know that once he gets stable.
That's what he needs. Marie, just do what he said.
The police has have pictures, you know, because there are bruises and everything. And believe me, it's not what I wanted to do. Well,
the next time he gets the slightest bit irritable or looking as though he's going to be dangerous, you get the police back and you call that hospital and you arrange, or just call ahead, call the hospital.
Call the hospital first, right?
Yeah, you got somebody who's manic and out of control and they need to be held. That's it.
And then they'll take him in.
Hmm?
Just like that. All right, good. We're going to take another break. It's Loveline. Sherry Appleby is here, looking at us like a deer in headlights after that call about the bipolar son beating on the mama.
Not good.
Out in Chicago. No, mm-hmm. It's not good. But we'll take some more calls and speak to a girl from L.A. who split with her boyfriend, then he got another girl pregnant. Now he's back with her, and everyone's semen is swimming around. We'll be back after this. Loveline, we're back on Loveline. I'm Stryker here in L.A. with Dr. Drew on his birthday. Happy birthday once again, Doctor.
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm.
Finish that off, Anderson. Mm-hmm. I like the end, like you're a loser or something.
You're not special.
Happy birthday, you're not special.
Yes, exactly. But you're special. You're special.
No, I'm not.
After this, we'll be done at 12, and officially it will not be your birthday. Do you have any plans? You go home to the family? Are they going to have cake for you?
No, we did that before I came out here.
And was it a good time?
Yeah.
Have you got any good presents today? What'd you get?
I got a dog training session.
For you or the dog?
For the whole family. I asked the kids to take a dog to obedience school.
Okay, what's your dog's name?
Daisy and Lulu.
And what did you guys work on? Like going on the paper, sitting, staying, running out the front door?
Yeah, they're puppies still. They're puppies.
Oh, okay. You got to get them when they're young, because if you don't, you're done.
These Australian shepherds are so smart. It's just like crazy.
Yeah.
I've raised a couple dogs in my life, and I've never had an experience like this. This is like raising a monkey or primate or something.
Right.
They're just so smart.
I would do anything to have a monkey. Ah, oh, man, do I love the chimpanzee. I love them. And I got to hug one time. It had a striped shirt and a diaper on. I loved it.
It was scary.
It was fantastic. Sherry Appleby is also
here. She's very interested in what you're saying, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was staring up to see that Weezer is coming in here tomorrow.
Yeah.
The guest is Weezer tomorrow. You can
How
come
exciting.
Back, Sherry, if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Okay, you have to sit in the other room. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, you can hang out in here. Weezer, Rivers, and the rest of the dudes. Have you seen the video they do with the Muppets?
No.
Oh, it's so funny. It's
I saw
genius.
Them on SNL last year.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. They're really good. Swim Fan is the movie Sherry's going to be out in on Friday. She was also on Roswell for the entire length, right? For the whole three years,
uh-huh.
three seasons.
The whole time?
It's off the air now.
Well, it'll be in reruns.
Exactly.
Yeah, huh?
And you still have all the Dungeons and Dragons dudes calling you up.
Yup.
And finding it. Which is not a bad thing.
No, not at all.
What, Dr. Drew?
You promote this one.
That's where I'm going
to. I thought you were
going
to 4.
No, I was going to 3. Gina?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hi, you're 24 on Drew's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Joe.
Thank you, Gina.
Okay. Drew, I listen to you every night, and I really value your opinion, and I have a problem in a relationship that I'm in.
All right.
And the problem is that we were together, and I needed a break from the relationship only because when I met him, I had just gotten out of a very long relationship that wasn't that great.
Okay. What was wrong with that one?
We were together for over 5-6 years, and it wasn't that great.
What was the problem?
I guess it wasn't going anywhere and was heading towards, I guess you can say, borderline mental abuse.
All right.
And I got out of it, and
kind of took your time, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, I guess, because I met him when I was so young.
So young, 19. Not that young.
No, I met him actually when I was 17. Yes. I just turned 17 when I met him.
And how old was he? A lot older?
No, he was only a year older than me.
Oh, okay.
But I figured my thinking at the time was that's probably the best I can do, considering I had already had a child at 17. Oh. I had a 2-year-old daughter.
Wow.
I had my daughter when I was 15, so I kind of took the first person that was in me.
All right.
So anyways, that relationship, I got out of it. And so when I got out of this relationship is when I met him. So I asked him to please give me the time to be by myself and, collect my thoughts again and make sure that I wanted to be in another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did call him back. And
after how
get to the point,
after,
Gina!
Well, I actually need to hear all this stuff. After what period of time?
Okay. I did call him back. And
after how long?
After about 4 months.
4 months.
Yeah.
And, well, 4 months.
We got back together. He moved in with me, and everything was going great.
Moved in.
And we just found out recently that within that 4 months, this girl called, and she's having his baby.
Oh, well, you should have worn a condom, huh?
She never called during the whole time, and he just found out, so it was a complete shock to him as much as it was to me.
He probably ought to check paternity on this to make sure that's in fact his.
Yeah, that's...
But he was a 25-year-old guy with no girlfriend, naturally enough. He might have a sexual relationship with somebody.
Exactly.
And he did, and he wasn't very careful about it.
Yeah, which is why I'm telling him, I mean, we weren't together at the time, and if he can accept me with my children, I guess I can, because of the feelings I have for him, accept him for whatever's going to happen.
Yeah.
And his relationship.
All right, so what's the question?
Well, the problem is that he keeps putting me, like, playing these games, like, keeping me on hold. He keeps keeping me on hold. Like,
is he still living at your house?
No. He moved out only because I told him that if he was planning to leave, I would rather him leave now than to stick around.
Oh, you got it, Gina. Ooh.
Get rid of him.
No. Well, no? Gina's the problem here.
Oh.
It's abandonment issues. Your dad take off when you were...
No. My mom and dad have been together since way before I was born.
Why do you have these horrible abandonment issues? You have to make the abandonment happen to be in such control over it. To make people leave before they leave on their own.
She's
forcing that to happen.
I don't.
Where did the bandit? Were you abandoned? You adopted or anything?
I was never abandoned. No. I wouldn't say I have a perfect life, but my parents have been together forever.
What kind of things happened that weren't perfect?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I would rather have waited to have my children.
Right. Was your dad a drinker? Your dad used alcohol?
No.
Gina, why can't you just concentrate on the baby you have?
I have two, actually.
Okay, concentrate on the two babies that you have. Hold on. Let me finish. Concentrate on those two babies, this guy that possibly got the other girl pregnant, end that, worry about yourself, take care of your babies, make sure they're okay.
What do you think?
And try to find a guy maybe in a couple years or something.
But what do you think it does to your children, bringing men intimately into their lives?
Well, see,
and
then
they're
going to
be screwed.
There's just no way you didn't have chaos in your life growing up.
I didn't.
There's just no way you didn't have dad leaving, or was he trying to drive a truck or something? Or?
No, I'm sorry, but my dad's the best, and my mom's great.
No.
How old is she?
Did you have a billion brothers and sisters?
24. No, I have
two kids.
I have two sisters, and I have four brothers.
Seven kids.
That's
a lot. A lot of kids. Were you the youngest?
No.
Seven kids. That's pretty many.
I'm the fifth one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think you should wait for this guy. I don't think you should have a boyfriend. I think take care of your two kids. And if you're as normal as you say, raise these kids to the best you can and make sure they don't have kids when they're 15 and 17.
Oh, believe me, they're not.
All right. Good, Gina. Drew, do you want you want to finish it off?
I mean,
do you agree what I said or not? I know you want to do this but
absolutely. To focus on your kids she's relinquished her right to shop. She now has to create the life, a stable life, an attached life for someone else.
Right. It doesn't mean
that's
bringing
it. Period. That's period. End of story. That's her deal now. That's her life. And if she is lucky enough to find somebody that she can form a stable family system with, fine. But this in and out chaos and blah, and in and out, and make them leave before they abandon me. That is something very wrong with the way she approaches relationships.
How long would you have to go out with the guy, Sherry, before you move in? Marriage? Engagement?
Well, the way I was raised is that you don't move in before you get married.
Really?
My father said, why would you buy
the milk?
What about after engagement?
I've never heard that before.
What about getting engaged and then doing it?
Yeah. Personally, I think that would probably be the healthiest thing. So you could see what living together is actually like.
Now,
to make
what
sure
would your parents say about that?
Well, the conversation came up this weekend, and they just don't think, they think that there's something holy about marriage and that kind of union is something that you
How
do
old
afterwards.
Are they?
In their 50s.
They lived together before they got married.
No, they didn't.
They had to.
My parents? No, they didn't.
They grew up in this country?
My mother did not.
Okay.
All right, speaking of guys.
Let's discuss other people's lives on the air.
Here's a question for you. Andy.
Yeah?
You're 15. Speak away.
People do not disappoint. There's some animal I said. People are so predictable.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they were raised in this country and had that frigid of belief.
Oh,
but
I think my parents are also living a religious lifestyle.
They would, if they'd had a 50 or under, if they were raised in this country, they'd have had an attitude much more like
my
yours.
My father was raised in this country.
And I bet his, if...
No, that's his advice.
The thought bubble over... Yeah, but you're the daughter. For his son, it's going to be a little different. The thought bubble over his head is going to be similar to yours, I bet you, even though you can't tell your mom that.
But she's listening to her right now. Hi, Mom.
Oh, she is, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Your daughter's excellent. Andy.
Yeah?
What's up? You're 15.
I was just wondering if you could give me any suggestions on how to talk to a person, a female.
Sherry? What do you mean just talk to one? One that you like?
No, actually, I just noticed a couple weeks ago that she seemed interested in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't really know how to approach her.
Are you in class with her?
No, she lives right down the road from me.
What makes you think she's interested?
The way she looks at me and just the way I hear her talking about me.
What does she say?
She just...
That Andy has one sexy body.
Well, like what?
You don't believe him, Drew?
No, I believe him. I think, though, that there may be a certain amount of distortion.
Maybe she's doing something that he has seen that ain't happening.
I think it's a certain amount of wishful thinking going on here.
Well, even if it is wishful thinking, he can still try to make a move.
Okay, so sure, tell him what to do.
Assume the fact that maybe...
Another 15? Is she 15 also?
I believe so.
Oh, boy. Do you know her name?
Do you know her friends?
Aaron?
Do you know her friends?
What'd you say?
Do you know her friends? Can you go over and talk to them? And say hello?
Yeah, I know one.
So hang out with them. See if they want to hang out.
Or send a message through that person to...
Make sure you're this uppity when you talk to her, though. And then you'll definitely
win her over. Ask her out to what? To just coffee or movie or something?
A group of people together and go see a movie?
Something where you're
spending time with a group of people.
Group would be the least threatening way.
I would say a group of people.
That's the easiest way. Red? Red?
Yes?
You're 25.
Yes.
What's going on?
Oh, happy birthday, Drew.
Thanks, you're Red.
When I used to have sex, I was able to get stimulated just about every way. And now, the only way I can get stimulated is through oral. My husband gives me oral.
Was when you were okay in all ways with your husband before?
Yes.
Did anything change when you sort of narrowed the range down a little bit?
Not that I can think of, no.
How long have you been married?
Been married 4 years.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Any child forthcoming? Any children?
I've got 3 children.
Oh, whoa. And when was the last one?
He is about a year and a half old.
So could this possibly be related to childbearing? Did you notice any drop-off in your sexual interest after delivery?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was different.
Right. And so maybe now you've had another sort of drop-off change. And you know, these people change after these pregnancies.
But she's getting stimulated from the oral, though.
The impulses after...
Say that again. No, not necessarily.
Oh.
In fact, for the first couple of years, it's commonly way low.
Hold on. What's that, Red?
When he wants to have sex, I don't want to. I'm worn out.
Are you depressed?
Huh?
Are you depressed?
Not really.
Are you on birth control pills?
No.
Are you on any medication?
No.
All right, you need to go talk to a gynecologist about possibly going on certain birth control pills. After pregnancy, I kind of think of it as their systems getting burnt out. The changes are so profound in pregnancy, the letdowns, the alterations of your physiology can profoundly affect your sexuality and your sexual biology. Sometimes things as simple as going on a birth control pill can restore some of that, if not all of it. Sometimes it's a mood issue. Sometimes there are other hormonal issues that need to be checked out. Sometimes there are structural anatomic issues from having been pregnant that can be improved. And sometimes there are interpersonal problems that may be going on in the relationship. So this all needs to be evaluated by someone who can try to help.
I don't know if this is a ridiculous question. After a wife gives birth, does the husband ever get depressed and not? Really?
Oh, everybody.
Is it because the way she looks after giving birth?
Men in their usual style start freaking out when their wife becomes mom.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly it's like, oh no, I didn't count on this. What happened?
Why? Because you're not partner. A number one anymore, or
no? Because men have all kinds of issues about mom, and so when a woman starts representing mom to them, they can have profound changes in how they feel about the person. All kinds of weird stuff can happen. Also, men can get depressed and overwhelmed, and it's damn hard to have a baby.
No, I bet.
Yeah,
John. John.
Yes.
You're 24, San Diego, on a bit of a cold streak, huh?
A bit of a cold streak, yeah.
How long?
About 3 or 4 months now.
Not as long as my friend Pete McCoy.
Your friend really appreciates that.
What's Pete's streak?
Actually, he had the streak of about a year and a half, but actually his streak was a... yeah, it was broken. He now has a girlfriend.
Good for him.
Sorry, Pete. God, I pray
all
to
right,
God
what's
she's
the question,
not listening.
John, what's the deal? What is the question?
My problem is, I can't say, I don't know what my problem is, but I'm in San Diego right now, and the thing that I have is, for the past 3 months, I've been getting girls, been meeting women, getting their phone numbers, and calling them and getting conversations and stuff like that, and I get stuff like where I never hear from them again. I try and call their phone, and it's like off, or I keep getting voicemail, or I set up dates and get canceled on all the time.
How many times has this happened?
Yeah.
Oh, numerous times.
How many times?
Let's see. Natasha, I haven't heard from her in 2 weeks. We're supposed to go out when she got back.
Just give me a number. How many times has this happened?
More champagne in here.
7, 8, 9, 10, okay. I don't know.
That's a lot of times.
Yes, it is.
What?
No, not 7 times for a guy.
Are you kidding? Be blown off 7 times in 3 months? That is a lot of times.
Probably more than that.
What were these girls?
Well, I used to work cell phone stand, and I met some of them there, and I met a couple other ones just hanging out at the mall.
All right. Yeah, that's your problem right there. They're mall
that's
girls.
That's a blow-off. You're going to get a bunch of blow-offs after that kind of thing.
It's like being a salesman. You're hanging out in a mall. I mean, the mall is filled with girls. You're going to talk to them. I'm sure you get, you know, you get their number. Then they're reconsidering the mall guy.
Well, no, my biggest issue is this: the Natasha girl that I mentioned. I mean, we had like some really, really deep and good conversations, and we got to know each other pretty well with the phone. And I haven't heard from her since.
Oh well.
And it's
she doesn't owe you anything, John.
I know she doesn't owe me anything, but it's like. I mean, I've been stood up twice in a row by one girl. I know I shouldn't have given her a second chance, but I did. Mm. And I've been canceled on like 3 or 4 times by different other different girls, and then
well,
I've not even heard.
Unfortunately, there's only one variable that is unchanging in all of these equations, and that is you. Yeah,
right. And I don't know what my problem is.
Don't call too much.
I don't call so much. Maybe try a different route of meeting people. Our sense is that the kind of people and the way in which you're going after them is something that's destined to failure or repeated episodes.
It sounds good to them in the beginning. They're in the mall. You're probably an okay looking guy. They talk to you, and then they get home, and then they hear from you, and they're like, I have to go back to that mall still.
And we had a call. We were talking this evening about having rejection phones.
Right.
And a girl called in and said, "I'm giving these guys my phone. I can't just. Yeah, I got to check these guys out. Why would I call them back?"
John, do you go to bars or?
No, I don't. That's why I'm wondering where should I go to meet women?
Well, bars is not. Yeah, I mean,
friends.
A bar is where you can meet girls, but they're
friends
not gonna,
of friends.
Yeah.
Friends of friends.
Well, go to bars too, and the supermarket, and the library.
Supermarket.
Yeah.
How about the gym? That's very popular.
That's the cheesiest thing in the world, picking up people at the gym.
I don't really do any shopping because I'm in the Navy. I do my own, you know, they pay for my food, so I don't really have any need to go to the supermarket.
No, don't go to the supermarket. Go to a bar.
Go to a bar.
Seriously, a bar?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've heard bad things about meeting women.
Go to a bar.
Go to a bar. You're 24. Go to the bar. Try it out. Have a shot.
Now, why do you say it with such confidence, Sherry?
If he just wants to, like, talk to girls and not be rejected, I think that's where most people go to, like, have conversations.
Yeah, but he wants to go meet up with them afterwards. He wants them to respond to his phone calls and
date
them.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You go to, I mean...
We usually tell people not to do that.
The bar is where you do not meet a wife.
No, because I'm curious. Maybe things are changing.
I just think that it's, you know, maybe this is the wrong way to say, but, like, girls have a drink or two, and then they'll have conversation, and they're not as quick to blow a guy off. If he's...
True.
I mean, I just...
But he's not interested in conversation.
He's not interested.
No. He wants to go on a date.
He wants to go out with somebody.
You can get a date from a bar, but I don't think
he has conversations in the mall with all these people. No problem. He wants to close the deal. And that's where he's having trouble.
Well, you're not going to find someone to date at a bar. But you're not going to find someone to date working as the cell phone guy either.
Agreed.
You never know, though. What about the Wetzel Pretzel guy?
Nobody at the mall. No one that's working at the mall. I'm not going to take a friend of mine and be like, go and check out my cute boyfriend.
What about the Sweet Factory?
No, sweetie.
All right. Damn. Dave?
Yeah?
What's up? You're 20.
Hi.
Sweet. Okay. Your mom likes me now.
A little surprised. Okay. My girlfriend is 16. Mm-hmm. We've been dating about 4 months now here. And I'm just really concerned because this is her first real relationship, her first real experience with a guy, how this is going to affect her in the long term, and if it's like really a terrible thing, or if...
If you treat her respectfully and you maintain boundaries and really put yourself in her place in terms of what her needs are in a relationship, okay. Of course it's not going to be a bad thing. The problem is, what you want from a relationship at 20 is going to be different than what she needs and wants at 16.
Is she an old 16-year-old or a young 16?
Don't matter. Mm-hmm. Don't matter. In fact, it's even worse if she's an old 16, because in reality, she's still 16.
True.
Yeah.
And if you have needs that aren't sort of being met and you can't subjugate those on her behalf, then it will be a bad thing for her.
I think that's creepy, though. Do you, Dave?
Yeah.
Do you think it's creepy you're 20 and she's 16? She's in high school. She's got to go to history class, and you're doing whatever you do.
Yeah, well, I work most of the time while she's at school. Our schedules usually work out fairly well, and it is a little weird, but, I mean, I really like her.
Dave sounds like a great guy, by the way. He doesn't sound like somebody's going to be a predator.
Voices can be deceiving.
Thank you.
No.
Well, I don't know, because I'm just kind of afraid, because I feel like I've had a lot of problems in the past dealing with women and the way I treat them.
What do you mean? What happens?
Well, I don't know, like, especially when I was younger, like, I treated women a lot like I saw my dad treating women, like... I was manipulative and really kind of, mind controlling and, you know, but I really have gotten paranoid of that. And so I've kind of...
What's made you change?
Well, just being really afraid of being like that, you know? I don't want to be like that. I don't want to hurt people like that. And that's mostly what I'm afraid of, is that I'm going to, you know, sink back into that.
Huh.
Maybe you are a good guy, Dave.
Thanks.
I take it back.
I don't know. People don't magically and suddenly change.
Well,
completely.
No, it's been a long process. It's been over.
Are you in treatment or something?
No, and I don't know. I was actually told by my last girlfriend that I should
be in treatment.
But I don't know how to. If I even did want to.
How old was your last girlfriend?
She was the same age as me, just a couple months older. Yeah. And she ended up leaving me for her ex-girlfriend, which was really kind of tough.
Yes. Oh, boy.
But that was like 2 years ago, so, and I haven't had a relationship since then.
No.
Dave, you're intriguing. You intrigue me. Because you sound like you have a vestige of health, you're struggling, you're not perfect, but who is? And you're kind of in this creepy situation, but you're trying to be careful and maintain boundaries. Maybe it'll be okay. I don't know. It's treacherous.
He's gonna be fine.
But you know it.
He should get rid of the 16-year-old, and he's gonna be fine.
Well, yeah.
True. Seriously, I mean, it's creepy. No matter how
he might be
normal, he is.
Yeah, but if he doesn't have sex with her, and if he doesn't,
but how long is that gonna last if he's been in?
Well, that was my point. It's not gonna last very long. Mm-hmm. And if he can't, if she's not ready, he's pressuring, he feels himself doing that, he's got to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get on with it.
I'm looking at you. You're disappointing me on this.
Why, you're Dave's...
I think you're giving him way too much credit.
Maybe I am, and I'm trying not to, as a blanket, say 20 and 16 is absolute, I can't work.
Yeah.
I think it's weird. I rarely say anything other than don't do it, but there's a situation where if a guy really is trying to protect the needs of a 16-year-old...
If I was a 16-year-old boy, though, I would love to go out with a 20-year-old woman.
Yeah, but that's also not such a great thing.
I know. It would screw me up in life.
Stryker, do you have problems?
Yes, I do.
He doesn't eat peanut butter.
Right. Ted.
Never tasted it. What was the other thing you hadn't done?
Watermelon I've never tried.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Or coffee.
Oh,
it's all right,
God.
Though. We're going to take a break. We're going to have some more champagne in here, which is sitting around in the other room. It's Drew's birthday. I almost called you Shirley, by the way.
Shirley?
Shirley Appleby is here from Swin Fan. It comes out Friday, and more Loveline after this. Here on Loveline, conversation running rampant in here, and I'm the third wheel listening in. Dr. Drew at Stryker. Sherry Appleby is here as well. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. I can't wait to get home and watch my taped show.
Which one?
You have to watch it, the Dallas Cowboys show.
Oh, I thought we were talking about American Idol.
No, I hate that thing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You whatever.
Yeah, thank you. Drew, you got to watch it. It's really, really good.
Sounds cool.
It's awesome.
I love HBO.
Yeah, me too. Soprano starts in... 2 weeks, I think.
19th or 16th.
6 Feet Under, coming back.
Have you ever auditioned to be on The Sopranos? You have
no.
A New York kind of gangstery Italian look.
I met,
look.
What's his face?
Gandolfini?
Gandolfini one night, and he asked me, he's like, you from Jersey? And I was like, no, I'm from L.A. He's like, oh, I don't want to talk to you.
No, I'm from
you.
A gated community in Calabasas. That's who I am. Swim Fan, that is your movie, in case people are just tuning in. It comes out this Friday.
Uh-huh.
If you guys have seen the commercials or in the trailer in the theater, it looks really good. Can you just talk about it for a second?
Oh,
again?
Sure. It's like a vital attraction. In high school.
Right.
I have a boyfriend. It's a very serious relationship. He's a high school swimmer. And then a new girl comes into town, played by Erica Christensen, who was in Traffic. She seduces him. He rejects her, and then she kind of starts stalking him and freaks out. It's a psychological thriller. It's really good.
And does it end up how we hope? No, I don't want to know. I just want to...
Go see the movie.
I will see the movie.
Go see the movie.
How about you give me a copy? Because I have to stay in on Friday
go
night
see the
celebrate.
Movie.
I'll go see the movie. I'll pay my $10.50 in Century City.
I know,
get
right?
my popcorn. Oh, man. All right,
go see the flick.
I'm going to see the flick. Take it easy, woman. Julia.
Yeah.
Julia Guglia, you're 19. What's going on?
Great. Hey, Drew, happy birthday.
Thank you, Julia.
And nice to talk to you, Sherry. Wow, you are so great. I used to watch you on Roswell all the time, and I can't wait to see your new movie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, I had a question about...
Where in Oklahoma are you, Julia?
Tulsa.
Tulsa, okay. Go ahead.
You guys win on Thursday?
No.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, you won.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is fine, because I like them better.
That's cool.
Anyway, about erections, because
okay.
I just started dating this guy, and he gets them, I guess, more frequently than guys that I've dated in the past, and I don't know whether he's religious, and I don't...
Religious?
Know. Yeah.
How would that have to do with the wiener pointing up?
I guess I was just wondering if, like... If guys masturbate less,
oh.
does that make it more...
I think you just come faster when you don't masturbate.
Yeah, I mean, God takes care of that for the religious guys at night.
Right.
Okay.
Okay? It goes out. It has to come out.
Okay.
It comes out anyway.
I had a time in my life, honestly, this was around the whole stripper strawberry talking to herself in the apartment time, all the time. I would get them. Like,
strawberry made them
too. Just like talking to a girl or holding hands even got me excited.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about 16, I'm talking about low 20s.
This strawberry chick did this to you.
No, I'm not saying she did it, but it was right around that time.
But she was the one you were around when you were being aroused like this?
It was around that whole time. She was in the mix.
Do you understand
definitely.
What I'm asking? Okay.
Yeah.
Because
you're treating me like the caller.
No,
I know. Like it's a striker hour. Let's discuss
no, because
your
my,
life.
Because I was gonna say the same thing to Julia, which is he just may be totally turned on by Julia, maybe completely into her.
That's what it is.
Or it may just be his biology. It just may be the way he is.
But there's definitely nothing wrong with it, Julia.
Okay.
Well, I hope not.
What?
Well, he's not being weird or anyway. Is he? He's okay?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Right.
I really like
there
him.
You go. Just count your blessings. It won't last forever.
Oh, don't say that.
No, I mean the erections. As he gets older, they'll start going away.
And Drew would know. All right.
Yeah,
all right,
being 44
you.
Today.
Thank you, Julia. Good luck with the wiener.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Where do you want to go, Drew? You can choose this one. All right. Justin.
Yeah.
What's up? You're 16.
Hey, nothing much. I have this problem, right, with this girl. I just broke up. Well, she broke up with me, right? And, well, happy birthday, Drew, also.
Thanks, Justin.
Yeah, no problem.
I love that wiring. He's on his subject. By the way, happy birthday. Anyway.
No, but anyway, she had her mom call me, right?
After you broke up with her?
No, I didn't break up with her. She was crying so much that I don't know if she was crying. I have no idea. I didn't talk to her. She had her mom call and tell me that it was over and saying that I was obsessive and a bunch of stuff. And I was wondering if I, like, after I thought about it, after a while, I kind of felt like I was, you know, but I didn't know. I don't know if I'm supposed to either go up to her and say I'm sorry or...
What were you doing?
I guess supposedly I was calling her like every 5 minutes, but I don't recall calling her like that.
Were you calling her every day?
Like every day, but usually she'd talk to me every day, but I...
Yeah, but she may not have known how to say no or, cool out a little bit.
Yeah.
How long were you guys dating?
5 months, I think.
Man. And how many times a day do you think you called her?
I don't know. Probably about... 2 or 3.
How many times did she call you? 4 or 5? Oh,
I don't know.
Different.
I have no idea. It depends. Like, usually her mom has to use the phone, so...
Wait a minute. If 2 seconds ago you said you called her once a day. Now you're saying 4 or 5 times a day?
Once a day, I did.
Didn't he say that?
I don't know.
I think he said 2 or 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah, as we went along.
It varied on when her mom was on the phone.
Well, so. What would you call multiple times to talk about?
I don't know. We just talk. I don't know.
All right, Justin, just
let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Don't approach her.
Yeah, the fact that she broke up with you in such an inappropriate way sort of.
It's a sign.
It kind of relinquishes her right to an apology.
Yeah, just leave her alone.
But you need to learn from this that you can't be that clingy with people. They don't like it. People, it's like yuck. They want to brush
you
away.
They just don't like it. It's freaky.
It's freaky. Yeah. Just you call every day, every other day. You can think about that person, but focus on other aspects of your life. Get busy. Do things that are nourishing to you.
Yeah. And the more you don't call, the more they're going to want you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, but like, I had this other problem during school, though, that, like, everybody would start spreading rumors and stuff, and that's just pretty...
What was that now?
I don't know. They just thought I was just a jerk or something and just spread a bunch of rumors about me. And,
like what?
I don't really know. I really don't.
How do you know there were rumors going around, then?
Huh?
How do you know there were rumors going on if you don't know what they were about?
I was told there were, but I never was told what they were.
All right, Justin, we gotta go.
All right, hey, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, no problem.
All right, bye.
All right. Leon.
Hi.
Well, sorry for keeping you waiting so long. You're 18.
Okay. Yep.
What's up?
Hi. Am I on the air now?
Forget it.
No. He's
not
waiting an hour.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Leon.
Hi.
Yeah,
go.
Happy birthday, Dr. Jer.
Thank you, Leon. See?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Oh, God. The song again.
What's that, Leon?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Roswell, Sherry.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so, like, upset that it's over and everything like that.
It'll be on reruns.
Okay, but I'm going to watch your movie definitely on Friday.
To that.
Come see the movie Friday night.
Yeah,
it opens.
Yeah, definitely go with my friends on Friday in Times Square to see it, so that would be awesome.
Is there
a screening anywhere out here? Like with
the premiere?
Yeah.
It happened.
Oh, it did?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was great. Yeah.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's going on? Yeah. Hold my breath.
You mean the Independent from 2 years ago?
Huh?
Go ahead, Leon.
I really have a question really quick for Sherry. Where in New York did you film it? Was it Columbia University?
Well, we actually shot the movie in New Jersey and up in Harlem and on the outskirts of New York, and we actually stayed in the city in Tribeca.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Were you near Nobu Restaurant?
Uh-huh. We were a few blocks from there.
All right.
We stayed at the Tribeca Grand.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Was that what you called about, Leon?
Yeah, and I have a question, too. I was kind of like, when I was younger, kind of like molested by my cousin.
Kind of.
And I was wondering if that have anything to do with me being like kind of gay now or something.
Well, sexual abuse in childhood definitely does affect sexual orientation. It kind of scrambles it a little bit. And it's one of the things that can contribute to homosexuality and bisexuality. They're sort of, you know, they're just like with alcoholism and any other human behavior, there's a biological component and there's an environmental component. And some people it's mostly biology and some people it's mostly environment. And if you've been sexually abused, that's sort of how you get there.
But does it bring out your gayness faster?
Possibly.
That's right,
possibly.
That term.
But it sort of doesn't matter. It's something that's pretty intensely wired in there, and it's not something that can be easily undone, if at all.
And also, I have, like, emotional problems, too. Like, I don't trust, like, anyone that much, and, like, I get, like, attached sometimes easily and then sometimes, like, not easily at the same time. When I have, like, eating disorders and stuff like that.
Those kinds of sort of pathological attachments and real intense relationships and chaotic relationships, that's something that responds really well to therapy. So that's time to get some individual psychotherapy, okay?
Okay. All right. I have one more question for Sherry again.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Brandon Fair? Like, Mike, is he doing anything else after Roswell?
Yeah, I think he's making a movie right now called Biker Boys, which is like a motorcycle movie with Lawrence Fishburne.
Okay.
I'm sure he's going to be,
And Maria, is she, like, singing or just...
Mahondra? Yeah, she's got her record out right now that she just put out, and I know that she's touring with it, and she was playing in New York not too long ago.
Do you have their bios with you by any chance?
I know them all, actually, okay. By the top of my head.
Cool.
Oh, and Tess and the Baby, how's that?
The show got canceled.
Okay.
What show was that?
Roswell.
Oh.
All right, Leon,
okay, thank you very
lot.
Much for taking my call, all right?
All right, Leon, take care.
All right. Gabe.
Yes.
What's up, man? You're 26.
Yes. I'm in a 5-month relationship, and I'm just moving in with her. Things have been going great, and we really get along well. And it seems the last 2 months or so, probably about once a week, we have an argument, and she seems to blow me off and then not want to talk to me for about, you know, the rest of the day. We have different work schedules. I work graveyard shift, and she works morning.
Wait, so you guys only been dating 5 months?
5 months.
And you're already moving in, but you fight once a week and she doesn't talk to you that day.
Yeah, all right. Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Sort of abusive, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. And yeah. The reason I called was, we had a caller just a little while ago with the abandonment issue.
Mm-hmm.
She had a pretty rough childhood. Her dad had cheated on her mom pretty much blatantly in front of her. And it was pretty much in front of all of her family.
What do you mean in front of?
At a young age.
You mean they saw them having sex?
Not actual sex. He was on a golf course with her when he was supposed to be at work. And the mom with the children drove up and saw him on the golf course making out with her.
All right.
And that was when she was 8, I believe.
All right.
And we've talked about past relationships, our past relationships a little bit.
Mm.
Not so much in detail, but she seems to really be adamant about how she's broken up with all of her boyfriends. She's the one that breaks them up and leaves them.
Right.
And I'm just curious, these arguments seem to, they kind of stress me out because I don't blow anyone. I tend to be more upfront and like air out the problem and work something out. But she seems...
Why are you moving in together?
That was my question, yeah, like 3 minutes ago.
Like, what's the point? Are you going to get married to this girl?
It wasn't anything... Well, I've been thinking about it, but it's a little bit early. I realize it's pretty early in a relationship. And, yeah, looking on the outside, I would say if it was someone else, yeah, it's kind of early.
Why do you have to move in with her if she yells at you once a week and doesn't talk to you? Why move in, Gabe?
Well, it's only for a little while. Like I said, we have conflicting schedules, and you know, each day during the week we probably see each other for about 2, maybe 3 hours or so.
Right.
But she tends to be a little bit one-sided on the problem. So, yeah, sometimes I do screw up, but it seems like she doesn't give me a chance to explain or.
I think you need to set down a little more boundaries with her. You got to set some limits on these behaviors. And right. You need to be the one. She's trying to set you up to leave, really. Or she's going to leave herself before you have the opportunity to leave. You need to confront her on these behaviors. They're ridiculous.
How would I do that?
And if she can't be in a relationship, then it's time to get some couples work if you really want this thing to go.
5 months already getting couples work? That's crazy.
I mean, it is crazy. I think that I don't think he should put up with this crap myself.
No, me either.
Yeah. On to the next.
Yeah, we are. We're going to actually take a quick break. We just have a few more minutes left here on Loveline. If you want to try to get in, it's 1-800-LOVE-191. Sherry Appleby is here, removing her headphones.
Hi.
Down and looking for her man. We'll be back after this with more Loveline. We're back. See you, Anderson. Hey, it's your birthday, Dr. Drew.
Happy birthday, you're not special.
Now you're getting it, Anderson. Anderson's
I heard that all
there.
Last night.
All last night, because whose birthday was it last night?
Mine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we were promoting today that it is your birthday. Right. So that's Dr. Drew. He's becoming a younger man as the years go. He looks great. Still has blonde hair.
Blonde. I like that.
That's blonde, isn't it? Is my mic cutting out? What just happened?
I don't know. Everything's starting to cut out.
Well, I'm playing with buttons.
Oh, you are?
Stop playing with
buttons.
Stop playing with the buttons, woman. Damn.
Sorry.
We'll put you back on Roswell in no time.
It's canceled.
All right, that's Sherry Appleby. Oh, that's right. But it's going to be in reruns. Sherry Appleby is here. Swim fans coming out on Friday. Earlier, we were talking to a guy who worked in a mall, and he said he met a lot of girls at the mall, and he could get their phone number, and then he would call them, he would leave a message, and he would never hear from them ever again. Now we got this dude right here, Ian from Tucson, who says he gets crazy girls because he works in the mall. Is this correct, Ian?
That is correct, dude. I get crazy girls.
Do you work in the Tucson Mall?
Yeah.
Right next...
It's in Tucson, but it's Park Place Mall.
Oh, Park Place Mall over on Broadway.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
What do you do in the mall?
I work for one of the chain stores. It's a Hot Topic.
Oh, that's a good store.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty dope working there.
Are you all pierced up?
Well, yeah, kind of.
So, and all the girls that go in there are kind of freaky for the most part?
No, we get pretty much like a mixed majority. Like a lot of girls that, you know, are very like prep Abercrombie kind of deal.
Right.
Like they come on in, you know, but then there's also the kind of crazy ones, you know. But,
and they want the bad boy.
I guess so.
All right.
I'm crazy like that.
Thanks for your call.
True, no.
Prove me wrong.
Hey. He was just proving that maybe that guy had no personality and you got something going, Ian.
But I mean, you're like told, like, y'all were saying, like, you know, don't date that mall guy because he's just going to be not cool. I mean, the girls I've dated, they've brought their friends in there bunches of times and then their friends come back and we all hang out. I mean, we have a good time. Like, They don't mind coming by just because I work in the mall.
Now, you're 19. He was like 27, but oh, you're in Hot Topic in Heat, which is a cool store. And yeah, he was doing?
He was like a salesman.
Cell phone dude.
Yeah, with the cart in the middle of the mall.
He was cell phones. He was in his 20s. A different situation. And what Shuri was saying is that you wouldn't want to take your friends there to meet your boyfriend.
Okay.
This guy was looking for a girlfriend.
Okay, well, I'll just throw it out my...
You're just looking there to hang out.
He's just, like, representing the mall, guys.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Ian,
I apologize.
Thank you for calling.
Enjoy.
And happy birthday, Dr. Drew.
All right, Ian.
have fun.
Have a bowl for me.
Have fun with KFMA out there in Tucson, my old stomping ground. Drew, you've been out there a couple
times.
Many times,
yep.
Right? Let's go...
Wait.
Well, that six looks weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've done that one in a while.
Hey, Pete.
Yo.
Sorry to keep you waiting. You're 22.
Okay.
What's up? What's going on?
Dr. Drew, what's going on?
Hey, Pete, happy birthday. Thank you, buddy. What's going on?
Nothing much. I have a question.
Yeah.
I broke my knee about 2 years ago, and now I have kind of like a phobia of breaking my knee again.
I can understand that.
With whatever I do, basically.
You mean in a collision sports, do you get anxious? Or?
I broke my knee playing hockey. I was playing professionally.
And so now when you play hockey, you get anxious?
It's been 2 years since I broke my knee, and now I just barely started playing hockey again, and basically I feel like my knee's going to break when I do anything.
Wow. Again, you feel like it's going to break when you step out of your car?
Yeah, basically.
So
it's always in the back of my mind, like my knee's going to, because I hyperextended my knee and went all the way back.
So all day long, that's all you worry about?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I worry about it a lot. When I play hockey, obviously the most. And I wear my brace. I wear everything. But basically, when I do anything else, it's always in the back.
Have you thought about seeing a sports psychologist?
No. Actually, I didn't know they existed.
They exist. And
Pete, you're on the Kings, right?
No. I used to play internationally for Argentina.
Okay, but if you are continuing to play professional sports, you might get a referral from your team to see a sports psychologist, because that's obviously going to hamper you, and obviously you're not going to harm your knee walking through life,
right?
But you participate in collision sports as a profession, you could harm your knee again, and naturally enough, it would be on your mind, so
Jesse,
you may have to deal with that.
Jesse, you're 26.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, you guys have, you guys talk a lot about, like, age differences being a big issue.
We talk about it when someone is still developing.
Okay.
When someone is under 18 and someone is over 20.
Right, yeah, I can understand that. What's your feeling on, like, I'm 26 and my girlfriend is 43. What's your feeling? What's your hit on that?
You no good hooligan!
The main problem with, 16 to 20 year age differences is reality. Because if you marry this person and you get to be 55 years old, 60 years old,
you get all her money when she dies.
You're going to be your job is going to be taking care of that person.
Right.
That's going to be your job.
No children.
And it'd be difficult to have children after 40. It's very difficult to have children.
Yeah, I'm not interested in having kids.
That's fine. But people are. I have lots of patients that have big age differences, and they're shocked when one of them gets sick and old. And they're still young.
Right.
It's very painful and very unpleasant.
Right.
And they just didn't factor that into their thinking, but that's reality.
Is she a divorcee?
Yes.
Where'd you meet her?
We play competitive volleyball, and we met doing that.
She wants to get married?
I think she wants to get married more so than I do. I mean, I'm not objected to getting married, but I'm definitely committed to the relationship for the long term.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. A 43-year-old woman playing volleyball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
43 is not so old.
No, it's not so old. But a girl playing volleyball, that's smoking. That's cool, man.
All right, Jesse.
Well, thanks.
All right, take care.
Good luck with that. Let's see. I think we have time for one more. We want to go to four,
three. No.
Shoot.
That's an Adam. It was an Adam question.
The boxing?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Matthew.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up,
Dr. Drew, happy birthday.
Thanks, Matt.
Happy birthday. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
And Shuri, I think you're a very talented young actress.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. Enough ass kissing now. I need some advice.
There I go.
all right. My best friend and I have been best friends since high school, went to college together. He since got married. I've gotten married. Found out about a month ago that he's cheating on his wife. I basically told him I thought he was an idiot, but I wasn't going to say anything. I didn't think it was my business. Found out last week he used me as an alibi without my permission, asked me to back him up in kind of bad judgment. I did. So now I ended up having to lie to my wife about it, too.
Oh, boy.
Got me lying to his wife and my wife.
Oh, boy.
To add insult to injury, I've got an eight-month-old baby, so my wife thought I was out getting a beer with this guy when I should have been at home taking care of helping to take care of myself.
All right, you just have to distance yourself from this guy.
I just got reamed. Yeah, I know. It sucks because he's been a friend for so long, but I'm beginning to question whether or not he's even worth being a friend
with. Is he an alcoholic? Is he drinking a lot?
No. We actually, that was the weird thing about the alibi. We rarely go out and get a beer after work, but, you know, he's never really done anything like this before. I think he's kind of panicking because he just got married. And
I just smell substances here. Is there anything else he's taking?
He did, you know, the normal stuff during college, but nothing super excessive that I know of. Not really that I know of, although, you know, he has a lot of the time spent late nights at work, and I always assumed he was with this girl over the last month, but he could be out drinking for all I know.
Yeah, this just smacks of sort of alcoholic-type behavior, and, you know, you confront him. That's it. You do change, or you can't have a relationship with this guy. He's dragging you into things that are very dangerous, and your family is your priority right now. You got to protect that and distance yourself from this guy.
All right, and on that note, don't mean to cut you off, Matt. We got to take a break, but Drew, if there's a 13-year-old smoking, how do you get a 13-year-old to stop?
Tell his parents.
Tell the parents, Eliza, in Seattle. We'll take a quick break. More Love Line right after this. We're back here on Love Line. Going to wrap things up. I want to thank Sherry Appleby for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for dealing with me. I'm sorry Adam wasn't here.
That's okay.
He'll be back next Monday for everyone out there on Love Line. Drew, happy birthday to you, man.
Thank you.
Have a happy, healthy year. And a fun year, too.
Thank you.
Many more. Thank you for wishing me a good year.
That's been the nice blessings I've gotten this birthday.
Good.
Looking forward.
I mean it.
Yeah, thank you. You're a great guy.
Thanks for always being hospitable to me when I'm in this chair. And thanks to the people that call in, too. Speaking of tomorrow, Weezer. Weezer will be in here on Loveline. I am so freaking excited for this tomorrow. I'm a huge fan of that band. I'm a tad nervous. I had him on the K-Rock show, but now on the whole Loveline thing, I don't know.
Two hours of Rivers
and the guys from Weezer. So that'll be tomorrow. Sherry's movie opens up on Friday. It's called Swim Fan. Uh-huh. Everyone go see it. It looks fantastic. And that's going to do it. So for Drew and Sherry, I'm Stryker saying adios.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. You're not special. This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.